iHeartCommunities, thank you so much for listening as we're coming at you from our Talks studio at our headquarters in the capital city. I'm Renee Danino, really excited to have back in studio because, of course, due to the pandemic, our last conversation was on our socially distanced hotline. Please welcome Executive Director of Bradley International Airport, Kevin Dillon. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, great to be with you.
It's wonderful to have you here today. How are you?
Absolutely. Things are going well. You know, Bradley, we had some challenges there over the past year, but right now things are starting to return for us.
So two quick things. My last public appearance of 2020 was actually Valentine's Day at Bradley International Airport. I was welcoming people in and out. We were handing out candies and I was having fun. And then I took a flight to see my niece turn 10 in London. And then on my way home, I was seeing masks. And then a week later, everything shut down. So I'm happy to see, and I've been following everything because I, first of all, can't wait to get back on Aer Lingus because I'm running out of my Irish tea. I got to get to the airport. I got to get to Dublin. So I got to get my tea, but I can't wait to start seeing my family again. And we're already talking about our next trip. So I know we're laughing today, but it really was a struggle. So how's your team? How are your employees? How's everybody at Bradley?
Everyone's doing well. You know, as I said, there was a real challenge for us. If you went back to April of 20, we were actually down 90%. So it was a little bit frightening there for a while, but we did make a commitment to all of our employees that we're going to protect their employment, and the team really pulled together, and over the past year has done marvelous things at the airport, and we really feel that we're back at this point. You know, we still have a ways to go. We're still down probably about 30% from pre-pandemic levels, but we're hopeful this summer we're going to have a real heavy travel period and that we're going to recover quite a bit.
Can we talk about that 30% just for 1 second and break it down maybe to the public listening right now? Is it down 30% because some countries still have maybe some restrictions, or is it down 30% because you think people are still a little leery of traveling?
Well, it's kind of a mix, but the majority of that is people are still reluctant to fly. And that's why we've been spending a lot of time trying to educate people about what we've done at the airport and trying to convince people that it's a relatively safe activity. I've said it all along. Throughout the pandemic, you were probably safer aboard an aircraft than going to your local grocery store. You know, because of the things that have been put in place by the airlines, the enhanced cleaning and sanitizing, but the air circulation systems on the plane are top-notch. They're, you know, hospital quality. So it was really a relatively safe thing to do throughout the pandemic. So we need to continue to get people to understand that they can get back on the plane and take that vacation that you've been putting off for a long time.
You know, I couldn't really do a lot of traveling because as, you know, part of a communicator here in the state of Connecticut and director of community affairs, you know, I needed to be here, but I was just talking to my husband. I miss my niece so much and my sister too. And my brother-in-law. But I can't wait to hug them again because we were supposed to, you know, last October meet up in Dublin and just, you know, they were going to come over and we were just going to have a nice little get together. But I mean, I love Bradley International Airport. You know that I do. And if you need me to come spend a day there to show how safe and wonderful it is, and you know, I'm donating my services to you because you guys are wonderful people there. I actually even know the security team, some of the law enforcement there, some of the canine officers that work in patrol. I absolutely love. But your team back in your office, you know, everybody just makes you feel safe and welcome there. And I think that it's a matter of just that one time, right? You know that. It's just that one visit and you're like, okay.
Absolutely.
Everything's all right.
You come to the airport now, you'll see all of the changes we put in place. You know, not only have the airlines really stepped up their game, but the airport has. You know, we were one of the first airports to require masks to be worn. We took it very seriously. We enhanced our cleaning and sanitizing protocols. We changed a lot of our procedures to ensure social distancing. And a lot of those measures are still in place at the airport, and we intend to keep them in place for the foreseeable future.
Well, you know, some of those practices actually are not bad to continue, right? I mean, it's actually just good hygiene at this point. Before we get into some announcements that I know you have to make today, there's a lot of excitement happening at Bradley International Airport. Kind of want to talk to you about something that's in the news right now that's actually a very serious subject matter. And I'm sure you speak with other people in your industry, maybe other executive directors, but What is going on with the increase in people being a little bit irate on planes? Some of the violence that we're seeing, you know, in the news and the headlines, it's not exactly widespread because, you know, you hear one story and sometimes it's all the headlines can see, but it seems to be happening quite a bit. Do you have conversations with your airlines on how to address and de-escalate situations?
Yeah, it's very unfortunate that that seems to be spiking somewhat. And I think some of it is related to the fact that, you know, people aboard the aircraft are still going to be required to wear a mask, even though a lot of states have dropped that restriction. And that's where some of these arguments ensue, that people question, why do I have to wear a mask if I didn't have to wear it, you know, when I went to the Target store just before I came to the airport? Because when you look at a lot of these incidents that are occurring, most of them do center around mask wearing. So we're asking people to be patient. That's going to stay in place, that requirement, until at least September 13th. That's when the TSA and the federal government will review that again and make a determination whether or not they feel they can drop it. But, you know, we ask people, please don't take it out on the flight attendants.
No.
Don't take it out on the airport employees. They're merely enforcing a federal regulation that we have to as an airport, and certainly the airlines have to as airlines.
Yeah, absolutely. And a big hello to everybody who works on the airlines, from crew to staff to stewardesses, any part of you. I mean, I've only ever had positive experiences. So and I've never seen an altercation, which I hope I never, ever do see. But it's just always amazes me that people always pick on the person that has nothing to do with it.
The
least of it, right? But I guess, you know, we can't solve that in this interview.
Absolutely.
Maybe next interview. But
there you go.
in any event, Kevin, I do appreciate your honesty on that, and I appreciate everything you're doing over at the airport. So with that, you've got some exciting updates in airlines and new additions. So what would you like to share?
Yeah, we've been very fortunate at Bradley. We've had a number of great announcements. We have a couple of new airlines have started service. Sun Country Airlines is now providing service to Minneapolis. In the fall, they're going to add Orlando service as well. So a lot of airlines competing on those Orlando routes, so you can get some good airfares right now if you check that out. We were also very pleased to have Breeze Airways. That's a new startup airline, announced that they're going to start service at Bradley. That's an airline that's being founded by David Neeleman. David Neeleman has started a number of airlines, including JetBlue. So we feel very confident in the success of Breeze. And they have some interesting destinations. They're going to be flying to Charleston, to Norfolk, Virginia, Pittsburgh, and Columbus, Ohio to start out of Bradley. But we're expecting a lot more. But even some of our existing carriers throughout the pandemic have been adding service. JetBlue, for example, has added San Francisco, L.A. service, Las Vegas, great destination for people to take a vacation.
I'll go
right
to San
now.
Francisco.
There you go. And Cancun service has been added. And also Southwest Airlines has added Nashville. Again, another great
hot
leisure destination. So we're real excited about what's happening. You know, we do have to recover some of the traffic we lost. But prior to the pandemic, we had 7 years of consecutive growth at Bradley Airport. So we're convinced within a matter of months, we're going to get right back on that growth pattern. So we feel very good about what the future holds for us.
May I ask the reason why September 13th, to go back to with what you were saying with some of what the TSA and everybody was talking about releasing some of the restrictions? Why that date?
That was just a target date that was put out. That's a date that was put out a number of months ago.
Mm-hmm.
There is the potential that they may revisit that and actually change the requirement a little bit earlier. But right now, we're telling everybody, consider September 13th, the date, to take a look and see if that's been changed.
I feel weird without my mask now sometimes, so I don't have a problem with that. But all right, so and continue on with some of your exciting announcements and any expansion that has happened during the pandemic. Did you take that time to kind of do some updates over there?
Yeah, we sure did. You know, we continued on with our ground transportation project. That's our $210 million project that's going to create a new facility to house all of the rental car companies that today are scattered in and around the airport. It's also going to have some additional enclosed public public parking. And then we're going to have a transit center where we're going to be enhancing high occupancy vehicle connections to the airport. Mm-hmm. So we made a lot of progress. We took advantage of the slowdown during the pandemic to expedite the construction. So that's very much on schedule to open next March. So we're very much looking forward to that. Great customer service improvement. But we're also focused on in-terminal customer services as well. We're going to be introducing a new mobile ordering platform where you can sit at the gate, order food, and then simply go and pick it up when it's ready. Hopefully in the future, we're going to progress that to where it can actually be delivered to you at the gate location. So that's something that we're going to be adding. And we're also going to be participating in what's called the Hidden Disability Sunflower Program. What we've identified is there are a lot of folks that are flying that have what we call hidden disabilities, you know, whether that's autism, Alzheimer's, chronic pain conditions that aren't readily apparent. So what these folks can do is they can get a sunflower that they wear. Our employees will know exactly what that means, and they'll be offered additional assistance to get through security screening and other aspects of traveling through the airport. So we're really excited to be participating in that.
I absolutely. All right. So I'm going to reveal something to you. Okay. And Alicia knows this, but I have one of those hidden disabilities because I am blind in one eye and sometimes my contact with astigmatism. So when I travel by myself for the first time, I was really nervous because I use my husband as both eyes and I'm like, all right, pay attention. But I had to actually get a little help at the airports that I was at. And, you know, I just calmly and quietly did it, whatever, but I had somebody meet me. And, you know, it was funny because there was a child traveling and then there was me. So we both got help. The child didn't have any hidden anything. It was just young. And I was just me going, hi, I just need a little direction to my next gate. But I had to do that at all my stops. And it was just so lovely to know that I could trust people that got me from one point A to point B. You know, there was actually not that it got, you didn't get any special preferential treatment because I still had to walk out in line. I didn't jump to in front of anybody. I just knew that I had somebody that was going to take care of me when I landed so that I knew where to walk and go because of just my sight issues. And, I just, you know, as a person who wouldn't look at me and think that I would need that, but I actually took advantage of that, you know, at Bradley, then at, in Dublin, and then sure. When I got to the UK. But yeah, that I just love that. I think that's absolutely beautiful and
it's
wonderful.
It's more common than people realize.
Super common.
And again, as you said, there's no special preference. It's just a way to identify yourself to our employees, and they'll reach out to you to see if you need some extra help.
Is the pin nice?
I haven't seen the pin yet.
I'm just thinking maybe I can make it as a part of my wardrobe. All right, but anyway.
I'm sure it'll be nice.
I can help design one if you need me to, but in any event, but that's a wonderful sure. addition. But I mean, I hope travel is back because seeing the world is a part of what makes us kinder to one another, right? Connecting to one another. And I know there's been a lot of people were doing their telecommuting, if you will, or meetings. And there was some talk that a lot of businesses were going to change the face of how they did travel and things like that. Are you feeling some sort of an impact with that as well? And do you hope that will change?
Well, we know that business travel is going to be the last segment of travel to return.
Yeah.
You know, leisure travel is back in full force. You know, people for a long time wanted to take that vacation. So there's a lot of pent up demand. And that's what we're seeing in terms of the majority of the traffic coming through. On the business front, you know, we feel confident it's going to return. It's a matter of time. You know, we look at business travel with two segments, right? There's those businesses that have to travel to see external customers. We think that's going to return pretty quickly. The big question mark for us is what I call the intercompany travel. You know, if you have a major headquarters here in Bradley, will they send their people out to the West Coast for a meeting, or will they continue to do that on a Zoom platform or other platforms that are available? But we think, you know, at some point it's going to return. It's just a matter of how long. If you talk to different folks that do forecasts within the industry, in some cases they can say it could be 2023 or close to 2024 before we're back to pre-pandemic levels.
Well, I hope we are. And lastly, I don't know, maybe this might be a little bit silly, Kevin, but I think you expect that from me at this point, right? For your serious interviews, you can go elsewhere.
There you go.
But I was seeing in the headlines the Concorde Will there ever be an opportunity for that? Like, can I literally get to London in 3 hours? Could that ever? Because I know they're talking about that in New York, but how about to Bradley? How about bringing a Concorde here?
We would love to see supersonic transport out of Bradley Airport. There is a couple of folks looking at that right now, and not necessarily out of Bradley, okay. But the restoration of that level of service transatlantically. It would be a nice addition, and we'd love to see it at Bradley Airport.
That would be fun. Well, I'll help you if you need any help. But first, let's work on the Sunflower Project together.
Absolutely.
You know what? It is really a pleasure because I know you take your job very seriously. I don't feel like you view this as a job. I feel like, you know, you've been there for so many years now and it's a part of your passion and travel and community and connecting people. And we are going to wrap up with you, but is everything open? Like food and shops? Because I did a little shopping before I went, you know, over so I could bring my family some gadgets and some, I even got a jacket. And so how is that all working?
Right. Most of our concessions have resumed operations. Yeah, okay. There's still a couple of locations that are closed, but those will most likely reopen within the next month or so.
All right. Well, I hope you come back and visit me.
Absolutely. Love to be with you.
All right. Kevin Dillon is the executive director of Bradley International Airport here on iHeart Communities. Be well. Thank you.
Thank you.